Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Would you like to experience outrageous health? If your answer was yes, then you've tuned into the right place. Hi, my name is Renee Humphreys with Heiss Health Clinic, and you're listening to the all-new Central Florida Health Line. Here we will be discussing different topics on how you can take control of your own health. This show is for educational purposes only. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA and are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. If you've been listening, you've heard me say that I have been QRA advanced level trained by Dr. Bob Marshall himself. The QRA assessment that you've heard Dr. Marshall talk about is available here locally in Winter Park at Heiss Health Clinic. Quantum reflex analysis, commonly referred to as QRA, is the latest technology in 21st century clinical nutrition. It can uncover the short circuits in organ and gland function and determine the exact cell resident nutrients which can restore you to outrageous health. At Heiss Health Clinic, we carry Dr. Marshall's professional line of excipient-free nutrients. And in the spirit of Dr. Marshall, each Saturday, we will reward our WTLN listeners by offering a blockbuster special. Today, I'm going to talk about the adrenals and how they affect the hormones. So this Saturday's special is Adrenaven. Adrenaven is formulated with a revolutionary synergistic blend of super phytonutrients and adaptogenic herbs that help support and strengthen the adrenal glands. It's also been clinically proven to help support kidney, lung, and spleen function for people of all ages and body types. If you buy two or more bottles, you get 25% off each. This sale is only for our WTLN listeners. You can place your order by calling Heiss Health Clinic at 407-677-1660. That number again is 407-677-1660. You can also email your order or any questions to cfhealthline@yahoo.com. That's CF as in Central Florida Healthline@yahoo.com. This is Renee Humphreys with Heiss Health Clinic, and you're listening to the all-new Central Florida Healthline. Today, I'm going to talk about the adrenals and why they're so important to our hormones and other body functions. The adrenal glands are a key organ system for managing fluid balance, settling inflammation, and providing sustained energy throughout the day. The adrenals help you to sail through the negative effects of stress, including emotional, mental, and physical stress, and they also fight fatigue and muscular weakness. Unfortunately, the adrenal glands are probably the most abused gland in the body. Just like the thyroid, the adrenals are also part of the endocrine system, and a stressed adrenal gland can cause a stressed thyroid. And since thyroid is the ultimate balancing gland, it's very easy to see how the adrenals can cause a cascading effect. The adrenal glands actually sit right above the kidneys, kind of like a hat in the lower back. So if you have persistent back pain that's not related to an injury, it could be your kidneys or it could be your adrenals. So there's a number of signs that our body actually gives us to show that our adrenals are in desperate need of support. The biggest one being fatigue or low energy. Weight gain is one, especially around the belly. If you've got panic attacks or susceptible to anxiety, even a sleepless night can be related to adrenals needing support. Dry, flaky skin and nails, especially around the lower arm and the legs. Thinning hair can be a sign, needing and craving high amounts of caffeine, or just craving carbohydrates and sugar, so to help you sustain energy throughout the day. Normally, a good sign is a crash in energy, typically around 2 p.m. each day, and then you'll notice you might come up with a second wind, usually about 9 p.m. in the evening. Some people will have just a decreased tolerance to stress. Everything seems to set them off, or your mind or thoughts tend to be racing. Also feeling burned out. That's a huge sign also. Difficulty getting up in the morning or increased fatigue first thing in the morning, regardless of how much you slept. And even asthma has been associated with adrenals. Traditional modern medicine says asthma is a lung issue. Chinese medicine says asthma is kidney related. And natural medicine believes that asthma is adrenal related due to all the stress. You know, and stress is considered to be anything that takes you out of your comfort zone. Stress can come from a lot of different places. There can be physical stress, such as too much exercise or a very demanding job, physically demanding job, being a caretaker, social stress that can come from peer pressure or a difficult relationship at work, emotional stress, such as PTSD or being in an emotionally abusive relationship or an emotionally demanding job, like being a teacher or a police officer, an emergency room doctor. And, you know, there's so many other examples out there that deal with, you know, high stress jobs. Exposure to chemicals or even loud noises can also cause environmental stress on our bodies. So you can see that stress just comes from everywhere in every direction. Most of us live a stressful lifestyle. We're determined to meet the demands of the day. We're required to wear many hats, and we want to be perfect at everything we do, all while trying to squeeze it into our allotted 24 hours. This actually keeps us in a constant state of fight or flight. This emergency state is really intended just to be brief. But during this fight or flight mode, the adrenals put out a stress hormone called cortisol. During this time, blood is pumped to the extremities just in case we need to flee from danger. And blood from the forebrain, which is the thinking part of our brain, is moved to the hindbrain, the protection mode, making us actually less intelligent during this time. Our immune function is shut off during the fight or flight mode because it wants to move the focus to protection. The digestive system also shut down so that all the energy can be used for either fighting or fleeing. You know, and once that danger's passed, we're supposed to quickly return to normal. But since we're in a constant state of stress, our immune system weakens and the adrenal glands start to wear out. Also, cortisol has many receptors in the abdomen. So when cortisol is constantly being produced, it can cause us to store fat in the abdomen where we don't want it. You also want to remember that when stressed, the digestive system does shut down. And we all know that if we're not digesting our food, then other things start falling apart and we start gaining weight. You know, there's this idea out there that all weight gain must come from either overeating or due to lack of exercise. In fact, a few exceptions, with a few, very few exceptions, most people are actually overweight because they have one or more serious hormone imbalances. Progesterone is actually the precursor to making the stress hormone cortisol. And when we become deficient in progesterone, then many other functions are affected also. But the release of cortisol triggers changes in the way that your body metabolizes glucose, leading to increased blood sugar levels. Since a principal function of cortisol is to thwart the effect of insulin, essentially rendering the cells insulin resistant, the body remains in a general insulin resistant state when cortisol levels are chronically elevated. Now, this may be one of the causes of weight gain. Consistently high blood glucose levels, along with the insulin suppression, leads to cells that are starved of glucose. So those cells now are crying out for energy, so it sends hunger signals to the brain, and this could lead to overeating. But more importantly, unused glucose is eventually stored as body fat. And repeated elevation of cortisol can lead to weight gain via our visceral fat storage, those that are under the muscle, deep down in the abdomen. And since visceral fat has more cortisol receptors than the fat that lies just below the surface, this could be a problem and definitely harder to get rid of. Cortisol also constricts blood vessels and increases our blood pressure to enhance the delivery of oxygenated blood. You know, this is great for a fight or flight situation, but not continually. Over time, the constant high blood pressure can lead to vessel damage, which ends up creating the perfect scenario for a heart attack. Elevated cortisol related to prolonged stress can even lead to erectile dysfunction and disruption of normal ovulation and menstrual cycles, and has also been linked to insomnia, chronic fatigue, thyroid issues, dementia, depression, anxiety, and a number of other conditions. So you can see how constant stress just wreaks havoc on your entire body. You know, of course, the best way to remedy this would be to get rid of the source of stress, but this is not always possible, so we need to do what we can. If any of this resonates with you, and if you've been dealing with stress for a long period of time, you would benefit from this week's special Adrenavent, because it is formulated with a blend of phytonutrients and adaptogenic herbs to support and strengthen the adrenal glands. And I can tell you from my own personal experience and a very stressful lifestyle, the Adrenavent has helped my own ability to deal with stress and help increase my energy level. But as great as Adrenavent is, it can't take the place of the basic needs of the adrenals. The adrenals need five things in order to remain healthy. The first thing is 5 straight hours of uninterrupted sleep. That means that you're not getting up to urinate or anything else, not lifting your head above the bed. And there's no pill, no nutrient that can replace 5 straight hours of sleep. Your adrenals also need plenty of water, at least half your weight in ounces. This is another one that, you know, there's not a pill or a nutrient that can replace water. Good quality unheated salt is very beneficial for the adrenals, whether it be sea salt, Himalayan salt, or Dr. Marshall's pink salt that we carry. The adrenals love them. Vitamin C. You can get this by just eating an orange every day or half a grapefruit or any other vegetables or fruits that have high amounts of vitamin C. What you want to make sure you don't do is use ascorbic acid. Ascorbic acid is not real vitamin C. It's a synthetic form. If you want to take a vitamin C supplement, we carry a potent all-natural source that is excipient-free, so you can give us a call. But the last thing that the adrenals need are B vitamins. The Max B that we carry is derived from a probiotic fermentation, which makes it highly bioavailable to the cells. So you'll really notice a difference. This is live-sourced B vitamins, not synthetic. So you end up with nutrition that really works. There are some blood and saliva tests that are available from your doctor, but it doesn't always tell the whole story. It can tell you what's happening in the bloodstream, but it doesn't give you information about what's happening at the cellular level. For instance, you can have a relatively normal cortisol level, but still have cortisol receptor resistance, and therefore experience adrenal cortisol-related weight gain and other symptoms. So if you're concerned about your adrenals and want to get them tested, I can do a quick QRA test and tell you immediately if your adrenals will benefit from nutritional support, whether it be from Adrenavin, Max B, or anything else. So just give me a call at 407-677-1660 and schedule an appointment. As I mentioned earlier, you know, we've known for many years that high cortisol levels that result from chronic stress can be linked to weight gain. You know, whether you eat a lot or a little during stressful situations, your body is going into survival mode and stores fat. This is a holdover response from when food was hard for humans to find. So that means we become weight loss resistant. Because the body won't let go of the fat reserved until the stress that triggered the fat storage is gone or reduced. Until that is possible, there are some things that you want to avoid doing in order to lose weight, or at least make it easier for you to lose the weight. One of the things to avoid is over-exercising. Over-exercising will actually put an increased demand on the body and therefore increase the cortisol secretion. So instead, you want to do low-intensity exercise such as yoga or Pilates. You want to feel energized after you exercise, so cut it back to every other day instead of every day. You'll also want to avoid caloric restriction. Just like over-exercising, caloric restriction puts increased stress on the body. A caloric restriction of more than 21 days can actually cause metabolic damage. It can increase cortisol and cause changes to the thyroid function, which further reduce your metabolism. While you're under stress, it's important to consume sufficient calories to provide your body with energy. And you want to do this with real whole foods and avoid processed foods as much as possible. And notice that I said avoid processed foods, but don't avoid carbs. Most people, when fighting with their weight, have a tendency to avoid carbohydrates, but your body really needs them and it craves, you know, the good carbs, such as, you know, oatmeal is great, whole grains, beans, potatoes, bananas, quinoa, anything that is natural, that is made by God. One of the other things that's very important to avoid is caffeine and stimulants. Use of caffeine during stress will require you to use larger and larger doses in order to get the same benefit. And most people are using these caffeine and stimulants because they have low energy. But in addition to using this, you know, it will dehydrate you. And remember that the adrenals do need plenty of water, and it directly stimulates cortisol release. So if you're desperate for energy, the MaxBe is actually a very, very excellent source of energy, and it will help to wean you off caffeine so you don't have to stop cold turkey. There are other things that we're exposed to daily that also affect the adrenals, and that is xenoestrogens. Xenoestrogens can wreak havoc on your delicate hormone balance, causing an array of problems. They don't just affect the adrenal glands, but also the thyroid and our immune system. And the reason they're problematic is because these hormone-disrupting chemicals do two things. The first is these xenoestrogens bind to hormone receptors, creating an excess of circulating estrogen in the bloodstream. And this leads to a condition known as estrogen dominance. Too much estrogen can cause a wide range of symptoms, including menstrual irregularity, hair loss, increased fatigue, which is really bad news for anyone, but more so if you're already dealing with adrenal issues. The second problem is, unlike naturally produced hormones, xenoestrogens are difficult for the body to process. This means they end up getting stored in fat cells where they can build up, and this causes even greater problems. For people contending with stressed adrenals, xenoestrogens are an added assault to our already fragile endocrine system. You know, adding excess hormones to an already compromised system only creates an additional burden for other organs also. So how do we avoid these xenoestrogens? Well, I'm glad you asked. The list is so very long. It truly gets longer by the day. But some of the worst sources of xenoestrogens, especially for women, are skincare products such as makeup, sunscreen, nail polish. One of the things you want to look out for on the product labels is to make sure that they don't contain parabens or the benzophenone. Xenoestrogens can also be found in almost all the industrial plastic products, like plastic food wrap. You know, if you go to the store and buy meat, it's wrapped in plastic, and also styrofoam. Styrofoam's a big one also. Sandwich baggies. plastic water bottles and lunch boxes. I mean, these are things that we use every single day. So if you can, try to avoid any product that does contain the BPA. Non-organic fruits and vegetables that have been sprayed with pesticides and herbicides and fertilizers are a huge source of these hormone disruptors. Household cleaning products are a big source as well, such as your plug-in air fresheners, your dryer sheets, your laundry detergents, you know, and the list just goes on and on and on and on. Today's stressful lifestyle, our poor fast food dietary habits, and the bombardment of hormone disruptors, you know, they all have a cumulative stressful effect on the adrenal glands. And your ability to respond well to stress is directly affected by adrenal function. So as you've heard, they affect so many areas of our body and life, including things that I haven't even, you know, begin to touch on. You know, they can affect the skin, so many other areas. So take care of those adrenal glands. And, you know, as a reminder, I'm just a phone call away. So any questions, you know, any concerns, you can come in, you can call either or, and I'll get back to you as soon as I can. You have been listening to the all-new Central Florida Healthline. This is Renee Humphreys with Heiss Health Clinic. You can find me in Winter Park just off Howell Branch Road. Our blockbuster special this week is the Premier Adrenaven. Buy two bottles or more and get 25% off each. You can place your order by calling Heiss Health Clinic at 407-677-1660. That's 407-677-1660. Or you can email your order or questions to cfhealthline@yahoo.com. That's CF, like Central Florida Healthline, at yahoo.com. At Heiss Health Clinic, you can experience the latest in 21st century clinical nutrition. I'd like to invite you to experience the evaluation and remediation of your own health challenges and make your quantum leap to outrageous health. Mention that you heard me on WTLN, and you'll receive 50% off your initial assessment. You can also check me out on the web at drheise.com. That's drheise.com. You can find me on Facebook. Look for Heiss Health Clinic or give me a call at 407-677-1660. This is Renee Humphreys with Heiss Health Clinic, and I thank you for listening to the all-new Central Florida Healthline. Join me again next Saturday at noon and learn how you can experience outrageous health. God bless you and stay healthy, my friends.